Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simen Yud Sif Zayin. And we're talking about the halachas of tefillin, putting on tefillin, where they have to be put on, what the place, the right place, the right location on the body is for them, and such. So now, we said that a right-handed person puts his tefillin on his left hand, and he puts it on the upper part of his hand, where the muscle is. Yizahir b'tefillah shel yad, he should be careful with his tefillin shel yad. Shelo yozes hakeshem in habayis. There is a knot that holds the loop together, that goes around the arm. That knot should be touching the bayis, the actual square of the tefillin, and it should not separate itself. There should be no air gap in between. They should even be careful not when he's wearing it, when he is even keeping it in the bag. So here's a picture of the tefillin, and this is the square of the tefillin. This is the knot. This is what we're talking about when he says the yud, which is the knot, and that makes this loop that goes around, that he puts around his arm, that I put around my arm. People put around their arm, Yidden put around their arms. And Vayud Shela Kesher Tia Letzadalev. And we've mentioned before that it's supposed to be turned slightly down, but that Yud of the knot should be downward in this case, so that it should be facing the heart. And the inside facing the heart. Not on the outside of the box, but on the inside of the box. So that's why, again, this picture is a picture of a righty tefillin, and here we have it that it's on this side of the bias, because that side would be closer to the heart. The yud of the knot should be towards the heart. The place where the ritzua goes through, which is what I showed you before, should be the tzad mala, should be facing closer to his shoulder, and that part that's closer to his shoulder, so that the abayis, the tzad mata, the bayis, the square of the tefillin that the actual parashis are stored in, are put into, right? That's this part right here. This is the bayis, this is the mavarta, and that is closer to, is facing toward downward. Is that in that direction, toward his elbow, right? The mavarta is, in other words, the ritzua is tied at the part of his arm that's closer to his shoulder, and which means that the tefillin part is the part that's closer to his elbow. However, b'shas adchak, in a time when it's needed. Why? A person who is a lefty that he puts on his right hand, and therefore the kesher would be on the opposite side. But he doesn't have his tefillin with him. And the only person that he can borrow a tefillin from is a person who puts his tefillin on this hand, on his left hand. And therefore, the on that kind of a tefillin, the knot is on the right side of the tefillin. When it's facing downward, it's on the right side of the tefillin. It's closer to his heart on that side. So it would be, if he'd use that in its way that it is, essentially, if you just took it off the person who he's borrowing it from, and he put it directly on to his right hand, again where the mavarta is facing his shoulder and the bias is facing his elbow, then it would be the opposite. The kesher would be outward. It would be facing away from him. And that is not supposed to be had. So therefore, b'shas adchak, going itishu v'meniach b'min, v'ata ein le tefillin el k'shulin. He only has borrowed tefillin mishe meniach b'smal, from somebody who puts tefillin, a righty person who puts tefillin on his left hand. Or it could happen the other way. A person who's a righty, who suddenly finds himself amongst lefties, and he only has to be able to borrowed tefillin from a lefty. And they have no time or no capability, maybe he doesn't have this expertise, to switch around the knot. V'mkein en yaniach b'ayfenzeh. If so, that's what you do. Then don't put it on the way that we did it with the strap, the mavarta towards the shoulder and the bias towards the elbow. We do it the other way. Hamavarta l'tzad. You don't do this with hamavarta l'tzad amala b'bayis l'tzad mata. Don't do that. Because if he does that, it's going to be facing outside. Therefore, what should he do? He should turn it upside down. And he should put it on the way. The place where the ritual goes through, the mavarta, should be upside down, facing his elbow, the downward side. And the bias that has the that has the parshias in it, that is going to be facing his shoulder. So more important than that kind of a order, which one is on top and which one's on bottom, is that the kesher should be facing his heart, and by doing that, he has the kesher facing his heart. Yashar koach, and have a great day.